Yo, what's up, guys? Another podcast episode with Seated of Level and
Tato Ramperi, guys. Wow. Welcome back. We're so excited. Yeah. It's been a hot minute since we've actually had so much excitement to shoot the podcast. If you guys don't know what Seated of Level and Tato Ramperi is, we're basically a podcast which is done by two brothers who want to have uncomfortable conversations in the most lighthearted manner.
Yeah.
We speak about pretty much everything, family dynamics, love, work, business, traumas, everything that's just been affecting, you know, our personal lives and our growth as men.
Yeah.
And we just try to have such amazing conversations. We are so tired of not having guests anymore.
Yeah.
So first things first, if you guys want to have any guests on this podcast, we're going to be taking on guests for the entire month of October, guys. We're very, very excited. So please comment down their names down below. It can be anyone.
I definitely think we're about to touch our season of guests, which is going to be a very, intimate and very uplifting season for us, because we've always been vulnerable with each other, and having that third element is going to really just empower us to talk about more difficult discussions. And I really am excited about that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if we'll still have the same vulnerability with the third person.
Yeah,
but I know it's going to be absolutely amazing. But
depending on how attractive they may be, I might withhold some vulnerability.
I've been speaking to someone really cool. He's got a studio that he wants us to come to. So Thought Digest might move. Seated might move. I'm very, very excited to shift away all of the content creation from my apartment.
Yeah.
A lot of it has been here for
a long period of time.
Been here for a year. But yeah, can you just shift a bit closer to me?
Yeah. So
yeah, it's gonna be absolutely amazing, guys. Obviously, you know, first questions whenever we do the podcast is, how are you?
But we're not gonna jump too fast, because Tata always does this. We have to talk about the agenda.
Are we talking about?
So guys, today's main theme that I've proposed for today's podcast is unlearning what your parents taught you. And that's basically gonna go into subcategories such as identifying if you had bad parents or parents who cared about you.
Yeah.
Visiting your friend's house for the first time. That's a bit of a story time we're going to both
say. I'm excited for that, because that's going to really show us how we experience different, contrast of different family dynamics.
Yeah, and then we have a little bit of a game called Allowed or Not Allowed in a Black Home. And then we're going to go into joining another family, meeting a family at a bri. And what I mean by that is that when you finally been dating a girl for long enough and she finally pops the...
For you to meet my parents.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that when your partner's always like,
parents would love you.
What would they love about me?
They don't even know.
What would they love about me?
They wouldn't lamza me the way.
You love me because you kiss me.
You lamza me. And of course, we'll just finish that off with, when you have your own family, what qualities would you replicate and which qualities would you now obviously create?
Very nice.
Yeah. But anyways, first question of the podcast.
How are you?
You can go first.
And on that note, guys, KFC Kentucky Town is back and it's nationwide. If you guys missed out on the hype of the amazing drops from the exclusive KFC Kentucky Town, now's your time to taste the hype of the donut zinger burger.
Aye.
The gravy baby burger. They're hot and spicy crunch, double down. And they've got so many drinks, which are...
Guys, don't forget about the cherry cola boba. Emma and the pink citrus crusher. So guys, go to a store located near you at selected KFCs for a limited time only. Guys, obviously, you can obviously deliver it on KFC delivery app and as well as Uber Eats. Exclusively T's and C's apply.
Yeah, so that's definitely the KFC Delivery Plus app and Uber Eats. Guys, don't miss out. Rush over and it's going to be absolutely amazing. We will see you at the nearest KFC, because KFC Kentucky Town
is
nationwide,
back.
Baby. KFC Kentucky Town, finger looking good. I feel free.
Cape Town! Cape Town on the skin.
I feel free. You guys can see my complexion might be a bit dark. I might be a bit red, you know. I was in Cape Town for... I was in Cape Town for like four nights, 5 days. Meant to be there for one night. I kept extending my stay. Absolutely life-changing.
Yeah.
I went there for Jessica Mashaba's launch. She is now a DJ. So big shout out to Jessica Mashaba.
Well done, Jess.
Very proud of you. She flew down about 15 of us from Joburg, the likes of Mogellings, Randy from Birth of Stars, Scrumptious was there, Dima was there, a lot of other celebrities, which are, Pretty Ugly was there, it was dope. Yeah. I actually finally got to meet Pretty, which was cool. We spoke for a little bit. I think we're both shy or we just had nothing to speak about. I don't know. But he was really cool. Yeah. I was very happy to see him because I've always been a fan of Pretty.
Yeah.
Even before, like, you know, his popular songs. I was just a fan of him. Mm. I just think he's cool as hell, you know? Even his name, I think his name is so cool. Pretty Ugly.
Yeah.
Like, that's dope.
It's an oxymoron. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Got to meet a lot of Cape Town content creators when I was there as well. And my highlight was obviously seeing Lucas, bro. Lucas lives in Cape Town. Yeah.
Cat.
He goes by Cat.
Lucas,
now.
If you're watching this, they're telling me you're known as Cat
yeah.
in Cape Town. So you guys move cities and change your names as if you're running away from the FBI.
I get it though, because he's been so. I feel like we're going to be exposing him now. So let's actually
yeah, but,
shut up.
But miss you, brother. Miss you.
Lovely miss seeing him. I posted a story of him and people were like, yo.
Yeah.
In that, obviously, I was hosting at a club. Don't usually host, so that was very different for me because, like, I just go to the club for fun. Went out twice, and then I went to the beach, went for a walk, and I discovered that I'm not happy with my value system.
Mm.
So, and this is, like, I think I might even get emotional about this, but in the walks, in the conversations I was having, in my experience, in my relaxing, I was in a hot tub relaxing. I was walking on the beach.
You had a hot tub?
At a hot tub, yeah.
At your Airbnb?
Yeah. Not a hot tub, like a big tub, like a bathroom tub, but it was huge.
Oh, okay,
it's like
okay,
from
yeah.
here to like all the way there.
Yeah.
I took walks in town. Like, it was just all like spending time with myself. It was so surreal. Then I realized that I have a big focus on, I've been focusing on attention from people.
Yeah.
Attention from girls. Mm. Attention from colleagues. Because I've always yearned for community in my life.
Mm.
And I realized that my value system was off. I was starting to value the wrong things. I was starting to spend my money on the wrong things. I was starting to see value in club culture. I was starting to see value in just good times and not value in spending time by myself. So in that, I did a lot of praying, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of thinking, and I finally got to the conclusion that, like, I'm tired of the lifestyle I'm living.
Yeah.
And my friends, everyone I speak to was calling me, like, I wasn't answering any calls. And everyone's like, what the hell, where is this guy? And I was literally like, no, I can't have any external distractions.
Mm.
I need to understand myself and hear my inner voice.
Mm.
And in that, I made so many changes. Like, I let go of a lot of people when I came back. I let go of a lot of, like, lifestyles. I told myself I'm done with clubbing. I still drink. Love a good drink. Yeah. I still love chilling with my friends, you know. But I'm definitely starting to do things that I want to do. I'm trying to be very intentional with my time.
Mm.
I mean, in that... Already, and this is sounds small, but in that, like, yesterday I had one of the most beautiful nights ever. I woke up, clean, whatever, got ready, everything was cool. I went to my laptop, I started writing. I'm writing stories for myself to reread, for myself to learn how to write, just for myself. I wrote a fictional story based off of these seals that I saw in Heart Bay, you know.
1 second.
Someone's phone is ringing.
It's not me, OG.
It's connected to the speaker.
Oh, it's connected to the watch.
Yeah. So in that, obviously went to Heart Bay, got to see a bunch of seals. That was very beautiful. I saw a seal inland. I saw the seals on Reka Island. Yeah. And I was like, oh, damn. I started writing and taking pictures of like a fictional story.
Mm.
So now I'm writing for myself, which is really cool. I started reading again. I was watching series that I always wanted to watch. So I've just been giving and pouring into my cup. And it sounds like such small things, but...
But overall, the happiness from it...
From it was insane. Like I was playing... Michael Jackson dancing like I was Michael Jackson in my apartment. Like I've struggled to, and mind you, this is a Wednesday where I'm meant to be with my friends.
We yeah, all every where Wednesday. You intentionally have planned out time to be with friends. Yeah.
So it was so beautiful to see myself choose myself and enjoy my choice in myself.
Yeah, I want to read something from what Tato's just saying that I think that touches on, like I think an overall theme that we've both been feeling before I started, like how I am. Mm. My friend sent to me, I just said, yo, guys, I just feel like I want a change. I want a difference. And he said, it's lifestyle and balance. You have to find your balance. And then we had this theme now on the group. I do this thing with random people where I just pin things in our chats because I feel as if that's the theme of that month or theme of that week or theme of that season.
Mm.
And the theme of my friendship group is find your balance.
Can you show me something?
Yeah.
This is the, I want to show you something. Like, you know, with these things, wait, if you go to the other one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, you, when you pin something...
It goes to the previous one also.
Like, you can swipe and see... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. See, look at the themes on this one. They're not like us.
Anyway, yeah, that's beautiful, bro.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So,
and it's so good for you to have those reminders of like your, the purpose in your community, which is really good.
Yeah, I even do it with Tato all the time. I think we had like, do what makes you happy. Now we have,
I think it's an hour one. Go to hour
one. Our one is now just plan and do. Just plan and
nothing
do
happens, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Plan and do.
Before, just plan and do was just do what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like
which led us the wrong direction.
Yeah.
The,
doing
the
what
way.
Makes you happy is a dangerous.
So to touch on that, all I want is do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the bad thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
So whenever I had to make a choice, like, you know, good apple, red pull, blue pull, I was always swallowing the red pull because I was with the mindset of do what makes you happy. So with your affirmations, be sure that you have a good value system before you even consider putting affirmations like do what makes you happy, like understand what happiness means to you, you know, before you start saying do what makes you happy.
I want to read something. Sorry guys, I know not everyone's religious, but I'm super religious and I hate being apologetic about it, but in relation to what you said, sometimes God allows you to experience everything you thought would satisfy your soul only to understand that it doesn't.
That sounds like my past 3 years, four years.
In my how are you? Because I feel like the podcast started the moment that those said, how are you? This is it. But I think God has showed me the life I think I always wanted. And I realized, oh, that isn't what I want.
It's not fulfilling.
I don't want to be the brew who gets to buy the most expensive bottle in the club. I want to be the brew who comes home to a beautiful relationship that's fulfilling, that's growing, that's, that has had its difficult times and its good times. I want to be a brew that has like a cat and like I'm raising my cats, and I want to be a brew that has, who's making investments into himself, who's healthy, who has a six pack and has, you know what I'm saying? Like I want all of those things. And I said to myself, you know what? And glad those guys, this is all part of how I am. I said to myself, let me just work on me. And that's been my, how am I? Like, just work on you. You've been, I said to myself,
because who else will, bro?
Who else will?
Yeah, who else will?
Yeah, I said to myself, dude, you've been mentally weak and susceptible to any temptation that has been put in front of you for the past how many years? When in your adult life are you going to have the ability to say no? And if you don't learn it now, your family, your future family will suffer from your inability to say no. So if I must learn it now while I'm still alone, you know? And I guess I've just been saying no to a lot of things. And I won't lie, I'm in my isolation phase, man. Like, just me. I want to be just alone.
Yeah.
Figuring out just alone, just me, you know? Like, yeah. But that's basically, which is crazy because, again, obviously me and Tato are very similar. And I think we go through very similar themes. I call them themes because I think my life is a movie.
Yeah.
But we go through similar themes in our lives. But anyways, let's get into the podcast, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Unlearning what your parents taught you. What's one thing you think you had to
actually,
definitely
so
unlearn?
So I'm not very comfortable with this conversation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there aren't that many things that my parents taught me which I have to unlearn.
Which is very good because that ties into the second one. I knew you were going to say that. Identifying if you had bad parents or parents who cared about you. And I think a lot of us grow up, you know, justifying our parents' actions and say, oh, you know, this was for the better good. This made me like this, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we must just skip to the second point immediately and say to you, maybe, what made you think in your life, okay, cool, my parents did this harsh thing to me because they cared about me? Like, give us an example, for example.
I mean, we spoke about it on previous podcasts. Yeah. We said that, I told you the story about the friend who said that he told his kid how to be good, but never told his kids how to receive bad.
Yeah.
So I think in our parents' like strictness and their harshness and their life is not easy and their you need to work hard to make your own money and their I'm not going to have your back all the time, that told me that the life is difficult and life is not an easy path.
Mm.
So it equipped me for a difficult life and equipped me for independence. Like our parents made us all very hyper independent because like we come from a household of people, two people that work really hard and they've, you know, established themselves in terms of their careers, but we have never touched the cent of their coins post becoming independent.
I think
because our parents could easily be giving us allowances.
Yeah, yeah. I think.
Yeah, let me not say they could. Easily,
I think.
I don't know what their pocket. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I was on this group call the other day with these two girls, and the one girl, literally you could copy paste my parental experience onto her.
Right? Same thing.
Literally.
That's insane.
Right? And I loved how differently she saw how she was raised.
How did she see it?
She saw it as like, yes, this is how greatness is made, Munna. You know?
Why are you saying it like Bubba?
That's what she said it though. That's literally how she said. She was like, this is how greatness is made. She's like, you know, I'd rather be spanked, what I spanked, spat on, and what and then that prepares me for the real world than be put up in a, you know, soft environment. And the other girl on the group call, she's an only child.
Yeah.
You know, parents spent every single cent spoiling her.
Yeah.
If she wanted something, she got it. Latest iPad. She got a PlayStation 2 because she felt like it. Not because she wanted it. Because she was like, hey, I wonder how, like, because the boys in her class were talking about it.
That's my life before you pulled, before she came.
Yeah, before she came.
Used to be out. Yeah,
yeah, we used to be out. Damn it. But
she was our sister, by the way.
In all of that, I realized something very important. Your parent could parent you in any way. It's about you to take on the perspective of if they were good or bad.
Yeah, true. But I mean, from what age? I mean, you're young. You can't even see good and bad because they tell you what's good and bad. But I can think of something now.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing my dad told me, which is very, very bad, is to not trust anybody. But I get why he did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, our father looks at every situation as the worst case situation. Like, let's say
Lebo. Which is good.
Which
bro.
Is good because life is tough, right? So with Lebo, let's say Lebo took my dad's wallet and took it for cleaning. You know what I'm saying? Took out all the money, took it for cleaning.
Yeah.
But my dad's been gone. He comes back. The wallet is gone. We say, where's the wallet? And this didn't happen. We say, where's the wallet? We say, oh, Lebo took it. My dad will say, he's a thief. He stole it from me.
Yeah.
So my dad won't think, oh, my son maybe wants to take my wallet to be clean.
He thinks worst case.
My son is stealing from me. This bastard even stole my wallet. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, I remember those instances with the pool, like at home, where the pool was broken.
And he thought we broke
it. It's like, you know, he's like, the gardener's breaking it intentionally because he has a partnership with the pool company. And the pool company, they're trying to f*** us.
Yeah, like.
So it's like.
He's a conspiracy.
It's okay. He has like a bunch of conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And he looks at the worst every situation. But I get it because.
Very,
after working, I mean, I'm 27, right? So I'll say I've started working a tough life from when I was 18. Yeah. Like, everything before, fuck it, I was a child.
Yeah.
So let's say from 18 to 27. I've learned that life is extremely difficult.
Very much so.
People don't have good intentions. Business, relationships, family, friends, brothers, people can be full of shit. People can be really tough. And if you are oblivious to all of that nonsense and you are unable to see the bad, you will be dribbled, you will go broke, you will be depressed, you will be sad, which is why it's so important as a man to have walls up that protect yourself from nonsense, but still enable, those walls should still enable you to open up for good, you know? So he taught me that thing, which I think I learned too early, because now I look at every situation, worst case.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because of that, I also look at many situations, best case.
I think all of us can take a little from Tato's story and just be like, oh, our personal perspective of our parents and be like, you know what? This was actually pretty messed up. And this was pretty like very much good for me. And a little bit of the in between, the gray spots where we generally just don't know until we become parents, you know? And I like this topic about unlearning what your parents taught you, because it all starts off when you first move into your own flat. And all of a sudden, you don't have to wake up and make your bed, for example, you know?
Yeah.
And you unlearn the things that they taught you that you needed to learn. You needed
to learn, yeah.
You know? Things about even, like, love. Like, you know, my parents always look at me and say, oh, no, you're going to date 1,000 people before you get married. And I always just tell them, no!
This is the one.
This is the one.
This is the love of my life.
This is the one I love.
You don't know her the way I know her.
Bet on it. But anyways, but literally, like, I love how sometimes also unintentionally we can unlearn the good messages.
Yeah, very fast, by the way.
What's one of the good messages you think that we've like struggled to like, that we unlearn that we have to learn back?
Cooking for yourself. I think this happens to many young people.
That's a good one.
We see our parents cooking a meal every single day. We don't understand that they're putting in nutrients into our body that are very important.
To keep you
thinking physically healthy, having energy. Being able to tackle the day, we replace vegetables and fruits and raw ingredients
with Tendang Twings
and Chicken Licking and Burger King,
yeah,
which are all amazing products in moderation.
Yeah,
but they can't be your everyday. So that's one thing that I think I unlearned.
Oh, don't get me wrong. One thing about me, I will eat KFC. I love KFC.
Yeah, 100%.
I love KFC. But anyways, but definitely agree with Tato. I think another one that men and some women struggle with is tidiness. Keeping your space.
You're assuming they come from clean spaces.
That's the thing.
That's your problem. Because I know some dirty ass people. And there's no way that person became dirty by themselves.
I used to look at TikToks. That's
generational debt.
I used to look at TikToks with people being like, yo, don't eat at your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And I never understand. Because like, obviously like everyone in my space has always been like super clean.
Yeah, very hygienic.
Like where I come from, like everyone's been super clean. Oh, both sides. My dad's a clean, like a germaphobe, bro. Yeah. Like a germaphobe. My mom's also super clean free. So both sides of my family.
Papa's actually a germaphobe.
My dad's a germ. How many times have you hugged Papa?
I can count.
I know I've hugged my dad less than 30, like 30 times. More than, less than 20.
What's a hug like this?
And hug, hold. Wait.
Less than 5 times.
Wait. And let go.
Less than 5 times.
Less than 5. Definitely less than 10.
Like he does this. Like he does this thing.
When I graduated, we got a big hug. I was really happy about that one.
He wasn't even there for mine.
Really? Yeah. Oh yeah, he came for lunch for my one. Anyways, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, man, we're talking about the cleanest people's household.
Oh yes, yeah. So. And that brings me to obviously the next topic, which I think is a very eye opener for every child, especially black children, visiting your friend. And if you have visiting your first white friend's
hey!
House,
different experience.
Top billing.
I can remember. So I think with mine, it's like, it's just that you guys know how much we absolutely love watching movies, and we have been lazy guys. We've been watching all these movies at home, and we have tempted ourselves to go to the movies. And to make things even better, Stoke Nico has an epic bundle deal where you can go to the movies for 149 rand and 90 cents.
Ow.
And on top of that, you get a regular popcorn,
yes.
You get a regular drink, and you get the comfort of the Stoke Nico seats, guys. They're so amazing. And on top of that, there's so much more. You get 70 rand in savings, and there's so many movies.
Yeah, guys. So enjoy your time at a blockbuster experience with Stoke Nico and experience movies such as Beetlejuice, Transformers, The Wild Robots, and as well as a personal favorite that's coming, The Joker, guys. We are super excited for SK members all across South African cinemas.
Yeah, so just to make it clear for you guys, T's and C's are, this is for SK Club members, but to make it even more exciting, it's very, very free to become an SK Club member. All you have to do is go to www.stokenico.com and you can become an SK member. It's free, it's quick, it's easy. We've got Beetlejuice coming through on the 6th of September. We have 20th of September coming through with
The Wild Robot.
The Wild Robot.
Come on.
The Transformers coming through on the 27th of September. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be exciting. Don't miss out. 149 Rand, 90 cents. T's and C's apply. We'll see you guys at the movies. Oh, and to make it even more exciting, it's not just 2D, it's 2D or 3D. Stoke and Eco making everything possible, baby.
I see you like this. I see you like that. I see you in the dimensions.
The problem is that this friend is extremely rich.
Yeah, your white friend, your first white friend was mad
dirty rich.
Rich.
And the thing is that I see why, because their father's in jail.
Now. Yeah.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, like their father went to jail, a lot of corruption, a lot of bad things.
R.I.P. Rest
but
in prison.
But they were filthy rich. I hope none of them watch this podcast, because I hate talking about people that watch the podcast, and it's because, not because they feel like they're going to be exposed, but they get to see my experience of them.
Yeah, because keep in mind, you guys don't know what name we're talking about, but they know how they feel, and they contact us and they say, hey.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was a young man, had a best friend from primary school. I'm talking grade 3, grade 1. Mm-hmm. From grade 1 up until grade 6.
Yeah.
He was my best friend. He stayed in the same state as us. And at our place, there was no snacks like that.
I mean, we had snacks.
We had snacks.
I'm up. popcorn kernel. You had to make it yourself with aromat. That is a snack.
Pancakes, raw ingredients.
Raw ingredients. The egg.
Not pancake mix, but
not the pancake mix.
Eggs.
You had to go Google.
And I get why, because our parents were low-key, very healthy.
Very healthy juice, no cold drink.
Yes, yeah. They understood the bad effects of processed food. But anyway, I go to this person's place. First of all, I'm
and look at us, bro. Both of us don't have acne. Yeah. We don't have
great teeth.
Great teeth.
Great bones.
They did well, Munda. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Walk into there. First of all, you're greeted by a water feature with two statues of people looking at each other like this.
Greek.
Yeah. You walk in. As soon as onto the door, it's like you're greeted by a butler of some sort.
Yeah.
There's Lindt chocolates by the entrance.
Yeah.
In a bowl, always fully stocked. I remember I used to hand grab all of them. Every time I enter, put some for later.
They're poor.
And I remember the dynamic. The first time I experienced it, now I was like, wow, like being rich looks amazing, right? Yeah. I was like, this looks like so much fun. The kids have the latest PlayStations, the latest toys. Gadgets, toys.
Go-kart.
In-suit bar.
Anything.
Go-karts.
Four-wheelers.
And then you, as a young man, you're like, wow, this is such a good life. And then you start spending more time with the with the family. Then you realize that the father is actually abusive or obnoxious. The mother is actually rude and doesn't know how to show love. When you spend enough time, even the parents or the kids get used to you. So now they start showing their true colors. And you realize that even all of these riches, the dynamic is obviously very
always
sad.
Always be different.
It's very abusive. Yeah. It's not healthy. Yeah. There's no African culture that you're used to. There's no African tradition. And you go back home and you're like, you're greeted by your mother who's
making
and
stew and carrots.
Stew and wants to talk to you.
A hearty meal and she wants to know what's happening.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's giving you everything she can to the highest degree of based on what she has. And it's like, I know for me in the beginning, I used to be like, why can't we be like these people? And then I realized that, yo, I'm actually so grateful for the love that my mother gives me and then the support that my father gives me and my household. And I understand why my mom used to say, Dilapadi Likan or Malapa Likan. And that basically translates to yards aren't the same size.
Yeah.
Or like, basically she's saying like,
direct translation is yards aren't the same size.
But it basically means that like, you can't compare yourself to other households because they go through different things.
Yeah.
They have different financial backgrounds and they'll just never be equal.
Beautifully said that. I feel like I'm listening to the podcast, but you are... Wow!
Anyway...
What happened in Cape Town, Munna?
Anyways...
What happened, Munna?
This barber cut me here, man. Hey, my barber...
You should change your mustache.
Yeah, you must stop, man. Because
I like it. Because
I'm feeling a thing here. But anyway, my point is, that was my first experience. Yeah. And I know that it takes time for us to even see the bad in that.
Yeah.
And it teaches you to not want what thy neighbor has.
Yeah. Isn't it? I think for me, my first experience was like way more different. You know, I went to my first visit to another friend's house.
I remember that girl.
Which girl? Oh yeah, she had a jacuzzi and like
remember that girl that used to go after school, used to go with her sometimes. I used to be jealous and come too.
Okay, cool. I'll tell that story. Yes, I do. But that wasn't like my first like friend. That was my first like girlfriend, Loki.
That was Loki, your girl, man.
That was Loki, my heart.
They had a white hand at the age of 6.
We had a jacuzzi. Anyways, that's not the point. That was Loki, my hand though. She was my heart, even though we're in Cretch. Yeah. That was my babes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
My babes from Cretch. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to her parents for being liberal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interracial relationships. You know what I'm saying? Interstellar.
Teach them young, brother.
Yin and yang. You get me saying, brother. Yeah, yeah. But
it's
the Oros mix, brother. Anyways.
Mix Oros with Coke. What's up?
Combination. Anyway. All right. My first time visiting a family friend was way different. Really, really warm home, man.
Mm.
You know, he was an only child.
White person or black person?
No, he was Indian. Only child.
In Joburg.
Yes, in Joburg.
Only child.
His dad was basically like my dad. His mom was like, I used to call his mom like mama. Like I used to call his mom mama. I used to call his dad like dad or sometimes.
Mama's watching this podcast.
Mama's watching this. You used to call them what? No, I'm joking. I used to call them my lumi. I used to call the uncle my lumi, but I used to call the mom ma. Yeah. I used to say like ma something, like her name. Yeah. I don't want to say her name, obviously, on the podcast. Yeah. But really warm home. Dude, this I guy, remember. He'd be pissed that they love him so much. He'd be like, oh, they're always on my back asking me what's happening.
What's wrong?
Who are you?
It's me, my day mom. I told you Eddie was fine. You didn't want to make Legos.
And I'd look at this kid and I'd say, my dad hasn't asked me how I am in 4 months. As long as I eat, as long as I shit, and as long as I have clothes, that has never going to ask me am I fine. But your dad is asking you every day, Munna. Anyway, so moral of the story. Exactly.
They used to go to every soccer match, every sporting match.
Every sporting event.
I remember that family.
Prize giving.
I used to greet his parents with happiness.
And they hug him.
They hug him.
Come here.
Oh, these guys.
Anyways, my point is with the contrast thing.
Yo,
even with.
What a lovely family.
What a lovely family, yeah. But even with that, such a loveliness of a family, I still missed my hard on, you know, like my dynamics of a family, my siblings. And I'd always put myself in the person's chair. And I said to myself, I'd hate being an only child, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of what makes my family so great is my siblings. I think that I continuously speak about this online in my Finsta especially. I always say, like, dude, my siblings are the reason, like, I'm here. My siblings are the reason I get to smile. My siblings are the reason I get to look forward to things. Because I'm so excited to see how these two people who grew up right next to me are going to end up, you know?
Yeah.
And I would never trade that for anything. So, cool, he had the cool parents, but I would never trade that.
Or cool parents for still.
For siblings. I choose siblings every single time. But
yeah, and it's crazy because as I'm seeing like our sister grow, like my sister and I will speak on a video call.
Yeah.
And she'll treat me like a friend. And I'm just like, oh, this is weird. She'll be like, yeah, I don't know what to wear.
Yeah,
I'm going on this date. And we're talking and I'm telling her about my
experience
in my life. And she's like, oh, yeah, you see the way my desk is sitting now.
Yeah.
It's facing that way. She's like, no, you should turn it around.
Mm.
So she's also giving me advice about my place. And I'm listening to my sister who's 6 years younger than me, but I'm realizing that she's turning 21.
Yeah.
In a few... 22.
Conscious.
21.
22.
21.
21.
She's turning 21 in a few days. And I'm like, seven days. I'm actually dated girls that are like 23, 24. So like, she's low-key...
A smart individual. The frontal lobe.
It's almost there.
The frontal loop has been developed.
It's almost developed. It gets developed at 25.
Oh, so I'm done.
Just
this is who I am. That's scary.
No, I mean, I just changed now. So these things happen, yeah.
But anyways, let's go into a game that you guys can play at home. It's basically called Allowed or Not Allowed in a Black Home.
In the live chat, because you guys know we premiere all of these podcasts. Yeah. First of all, please give us a like if you're enjoying this episode.
Yeah.
Second of all, I need you guys to respond in the live chat right now with this game. We're playing Allowed or Not Allowed.
Allowed or Not Allowed in a Black Home. Or your home. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's go in 3, 2, 1. And you answer as fast as possible. You have 3 seconds to answer. Allowed or not allowed is the only answers you get.
Okay.
Allowed? Or
not allowed.
There we go. That's how the game works. Very simple. You have 5 stages. That is it. Answer. Very fast. Naps.
Not allowed.
Eating in your room.
Not allowed.
Sleeping on the couch.
Not allowed.
Patience and logic.
Not allowed.
Watching a movie alone.
Not allowed.
As you can see, this game can be very fast. And that's basically allowed or not allowed in a black home.
I'm so dead.
Oh, 4 not allowed. I said naps allowed. I would have said naps allowed.
Naps?
Yeah, I used to take a nap once in a while, but I just had to lock the room and act like I was working.
I'm trying to find something to knock on. Hemuna, we are busy working here. Washing dishes, cleaning. Like you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You're sleeping. I'm closer, bro.
Sorry.
You're sleeping.
So, anyways, but let's move on. I hope you guys loved that little segment of ours.
Yeah.
Next thing we're going to talk about, we've obviously spoken about in a friendship setting, meeting another family.
Oh.
But it's very different when it's romantic because this is the family that's about to join.
Yes.
Your family.
How many families have you met? Like, I've also met a couple. Like, how many mothers or fathers? Or parents, because we know sometimes, you know, there's only one parent.
Three different families.
Parents, three different families.
Yeah, they didn't have to be. Some of them wasn't a girlfriend.
I've met one.
It's just a love interest.
I've met one. And then two.
That's the real body count, guys.
How many families have you met?
That's the real body count.
That's your family count.
That's your family count.
Help me though. Help me to...
Chief, you want me to tell you how many families you've met?
One.
Two. As the boyfriend.
As the boyfriend. As the boyfriend, I've only met two.
As Tato, I've met three.
As Lebo, I've met three.
Yeah. So how was the first time? I've got my first story.
Oh, the first time I was very nervous. I was very scared in the sense I'd always known them because obviously like like during high school the girl and I were very close.
Yeah.
So I'd always known them, but they'd never seen me as like
a capacity of
a boyfriend. Lover. Like yeah. Okay. When you say it like that, Tato.
That's what it is.
Your daughter's lover is insane.
But yeah, continue. I'm ready for some sauce.
I've got some right here if you want. But yeah, I literally met, so I met them and, you know, she was like, oh, I was like my boyfriend, whatever. And I met them and they were so kind. They were so like warm and fuzzy. They laughed at my jokes. I think we had like a, I don't know what happened. I think we had lunch or we just saw each other passing at something. I don't know. But yeah, that was basically the first time I ever really, really met.
Parents. And how was it like?
Nerve-wracking, reassuring in the fence that like, okay, this relationship's gonna last forever. False. Obviously it didn't last forever.
I remember with my first one. So I'm gonna tell you about both my experiences. The first experience, so the girl dating didn't have a father, just the mother. And she actually met my family first. So me and this girl, she's like my first girlfriend, deeply in love, bro. Like the first time I think you had a concert in at school at St. Benedict's.
Oh yeah, I had a play. Not a concert.
So I drove I had a play or something.
Yeah. Not a concert. Not a fucking rock star. I was an actor.
You had a play. I was busy playing there. I was joking, guys. Mind you, I love yeah, plays. Her and I drove in my car from Pretoria to Bedford View. And I was like, oh mama, this is my girlfriend. And mama was like, hi, man. I'm like, no, this is my girlfriend. I'm my girlfriend, meet mama. And my girlfriend was like so nervous because I'm there like, dude, these are my parents. They cool. Like, you know, what are they going to do to you?
Hey, Tato, slap after that, boy.
It was so cool. Like me, I felt like such an old person. Like I felt like, yo, I'm driving down with my babe to see my brother do his play and act. And I'm chilling like as an adult. Mind you, I'm a kid.
Yeah, like as you're like adult, 20.
With my girl, holding my girl's hand. She's wearing high heels and
dress. You're at your old school.
And I'm at my old school. Everyone's like, hey,
Papa
hey,
for
hey.
Show niggas.
Used to be the head of music. I'm like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that was cool. But now the second time, this girl like comes from she's black also, comes from a household where my mom is really cool, but her mom was cool, but just also just like, same personality as you. Her dad was also like a cool dad, had like, you know, all these cool things. And she had these siblings and she's like, no, you should come over, like, come to my place, come greet my parents. She used to say, come greet my parents and I'll like, drive to her place. So drive to her place, I go inside, greet her parents, like, yeah. You know, I'm her friend, whatever, nice to meet you. Hey, mom's, hey, mom's, yeah. hey, what's up, boy? Hey, what's up, boy? It's like, hey, what up, younger sis, you know?
Yeah.
And then eventually...
I'm the younger brother. Yeah,
he only has a brother and a sister.
There's three of them. For sake of identity.
I don't care. It's not a bad story.
Yeah.
Then eventually, like, you know, the parents see that, okay, this person is constant in our...
And they start giving you the respect.
Start giving me respect, but they're not, I'm just a friend. Then eventually we start dating because I asked this girl to be my girlfriend. And then now when I come, I'm now the boyfriend. So now I'm expecting the dad's going to say, come sit here, boy, and give me a long talk of if you ever hurt my daughter. None of that, bro.
None of that.
Their parents didn't get involved at all.
Yeah.
Happy to receive me.
Which is good parenting, by the way.
Good parenting. Happy that I was there, but I could see that they would also resist our love.
Because, again, good parenting.
So, like, I would say, like, yo, she should be able to come sleep over or hang out or be here for long periods of time. They would resist.
I'm sorry to say, but how was the idea that this could be your family? One day.
It was beautiful. No, that's the thing. At the time, that was my family. That was my family, bro. Like, I could see myself living with them. I could see myself potentially being there every day. You know, so I treated them like my time.
As such.
Yeah, I treated her like my mom. Like, my mom's like, she would see me on errands. She'd call me like, hey, boy.
Literally
since
same.
You're coming, can you do this? Stop here. I'm like, okay, cool. And I wouldn't let her pay me back because I'm working.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't a student. I was a working YouTuber. No, it was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
I think the first time I really realized of the one family that I was really a part of, when they went to go send me to go buy medicine because I think the third daughter was allergic to something. And before you come to the house, please go make sure you go back. Yeah. And then I was like, hey. And keep in mind, it's not the hand calling, it's the pops, time are calling me on my phone saying, Xe, go do this. And I remember.
And it's crazy how we judge Khaleesi.
Yeah.
But we were there.
We did the same.
Bah for bah.
At least you told, I was swimming with the brother. Bah for bah.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I think, and I say this to Khaleesi.
Yeah.
I always say, I understand, because you get a sense of the family you always wanted with a little bit of more control. Because you can determine how much time you spend.
Yeah,
you can
determine, if you're
you can determine the level of relationship. You can decide to text back and say, hey, mama, how are you? Yeah. How's it? You can determine you want to be close.
You can help with homework or not.
You can decide if you want to help with the other kids, the homework.
You're basically a child in the family that can choose if they want to, what level they want to choose.
Yes, at, yes.
Child
at. Yes.
Yeah.
You basically get a second chance at an identity with another family, which is very powerful, because a lot of us, when we do, start these relationships with people and date into other families, we redesign ourselves to being the person that we actually are, not the person that our family thinks.
Because you're not scared. You're not scared.
Now you're finally in a family where you are you.
You're allowed to be yourself.
So you are hippie, jokey joke. Back home you are. Yeah, and I don't know if I'm making sense.
I think about you, like Lebo at home, most of the time will always isolate himself.
Yeah.
Always be in his room.
I'll never speak.
Watching anime, doing his own thing, come out to eat,
music.
Go back. Like, it used to be a concern. Like, my mom used to come to me like, he's always in his room.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, bro, he's just chilling. Like,
I'm just doing
chill. It's like, you guys aren't any fun. Like, let him chill in his room.
Yeah.
But now every time he'd come back and he'd tell me about his like experiences with the family of who he's dating, it's like, yo, bro, I bride for them.
And then we played 30 seconds.
So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you like, go. That's new.
And then I experienced it because he experienced it first.
Yeah, I saw it with him first. Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw it with you first.
Where with Yes. Yeah.
Then when I experienced it, I was like, oh wow, I see why. You know,
this is
so much fun.
Mm.
But let's talk about breakups with those families.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Because when you're dating someone and they have younger siblings, those are your younger siblings.
Yeah, literally.
I remember I used to have goals.
It's your family now. Again, we just said now, it's your family.
Yeah, so I used to have goals to buy one of the kids like a PlayStation, one of the kids a new phone, one of the kids an iPhone cover. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to see my younger siblings too. And when you break up with someone or you're broken up with, you can't say goodbye to the younger sibling.
And you can miss the family, by the way.
Yeah.
Guys, you can miss the family.
I still have one of my ex's moms on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And I see her statuses. And I know she sees my statuses.
Same. I'm not going to lie.
And we have the option of blocking each other, but we're not blocking because I think we still care about each other. It's like, how are you? You
know what I'm saying? Mamzo.
You get what I'm saying?
Isha for mamzo.
Because I see her, I'm like, oh, she's you know, she's doing this. That's really cool. That's interesting. And then she also sees me post, boy is still working.
Definitely, the breakups become harder. Also, as a person, the breakup becomes harder when you have to consider the fact that you're also breaking up with their family.
Mm.
It becomes way hard. You know, you suddenly care about the opinions of your partner's family, which also drags you down. It's very hard, guys.
Real, because I remember I wanted to go into digital marketing and marketing. And I asked to speak to my girlfriend at the time's father, and he mentored me. He used to give me books to read.
You see?
On entrepreneurship and business and both.
So now when you bring up, you're thinking about the books.
You're losing a mentor also.
And keep in mind, these are exclusive books. I haven't made a joke like that in a while. Just flexing a bone like that in a while. I don't know if you guys have seen, I've redesigned as a more intellectual. But I think just to get us off the podcast, the last topic that I actually have that I really want to touch on is, so when you finally raise your family and you know, you've gone through all the experience, you've seen the friends' family, you've seen the relationships, and you've seen your own families, what sort of characteristics do you think you want to replicate?
Yeah.
And maybe what are some of the characters that you want to create?
Yeah, I think I definitely want to have a lot of physical love. I was watching a show on Apple TV.
You have Apple TV?
Yeah, I'll give my logins. It's an amazing show.
No, I don't want your logins anymore.
Okay.
I want to be my own man. He doesn't send me. So Tata got Showmax. He's like, no, here's my logins. You're wasting money. I'm like, no, you wasting money. You can join my Showmax. Right. But anyways, but I can escape for you. Escape
off. It's called the Innocent Until Proven Guilty or Innocent Something.
Oh, I know that show. Yeah. It's a show, no?
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah.
So ignore the show. The family dynamic was so beautiful. Father, okay, it's like wasn't the guy great because he cheated on his
white
wife?
Family, nah? White family, yeah.
Oh, no, white guy, black colored children.
Okay, yeah, I think I got it. I got it.
The guy that was accused of murder.
Yeah,
he was cheating. Yeah.
I think I got it. Okay, but continue. Sorry.
Anyway, I was watching them watching TV and like I'm the husband, you're my wife. My daughter or my son is laying on his head and he's holding his son. And then he's like eating, and then his daughter's talking, whatever, teaching his kids everything, teaching his kid how to.
Why is he holding his son like that?
Because he loves his son. So I want
to. The mic is here, Baba.
I want to basically have that physical love with my children too. I want to be able to like hold my son, you know?
Yeah.
And embrace him and hold him and talk to him and teach him life. I want to be able to kiss my son's forehead. I want to be able to kiss my daughter.
You dream of kissing another man.
you get what I'm saying?
You're dreaming of kissing another man on the forehead.
I want to show my children physical love because I feel like I probably yearn for that. Because okay, now so hugging, I'm still talking. Hugging our parents is a difficult thing, and like I know that it's like it's a way of showing love, bro. I want to be able to sit with my daughter in her room, and then maybe what she's teaching me about some game she's learning, or she's telling me about
and
something.
And just laying down
and have conversations. So I wanted to tell me about, you know, her classmates and her friends and how this guy is doing, this girl is doing this. I think you can even see it in the relationship I have with Shibu versus your relationship with Shibu.
Mm.
With my sister, she speaks to me about boys, about friends. She speaks to me about people she doesn't like, people she likes. She's very open and she's not scared to speak about these things because I want the type of relationship, you know? So that's one thing I'd add on obviously culture. Like,
so that's
you know,
your create.
That's my create. I'm
what
creating.
Would you replicate? That's actually also very, very fun.
From like, my family.
You can think about that while I say my create.
Yeah.
No, your experiences of families.
Oh, okay.
So that's one.
Yeah.
Got one. Create me. I definitely think a sense of communication. I think I would want my kids to be able to, as I said, like tell me any problem that they have. I'm more problem oriented. I don't really give a damn about like who you're dating at school, whatever. Like as a parent, like shut up, I know you're gonna jolla wherever I know or wherever I don't know.
yeah.
So rather I don't know, you tell me when it's the first serious one. I like that idea that if she introduces me to someone, it's very serious, not just playful. But definitely big on communication, especially with problems. Like I think that kids, especially black kids, get so lost in problems that could be probably easily fixed with experience. But they're scared to communicate it because of the level of lacking in communication. I want to be able to call my kids every day, basically, and just say, XA, are you good? Are you, nah? Do you need cash? Are you fine? Oh, you don't need my money? Okay, fine, whatever. You know, they're like, no, Papa, we don't want your money. I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the type of kids I want to raise, fundamentally speaking. In terms of replicate, I definitely want to replicate. My dad had this thing, I don't call them this, the first time I'm going to call them this, but he basically had seminars with each individual child, raising them to become certain things, right? I want to still do the seminar things where late night, I just tell my kid to sit down and I vent about all the problems I couldn't fix and I tell them, what would you have done?
There's so many of those.
Because I think in that thing, that was when the consultant in me was born about problem solving. My dad telling me about how he used to problem solve everything that went wrong in his life.
Yeah.
And I think with that, it's also very good because you can learn that from television or you can learn that from your parents. I've learned that now because now I'm older. I learned from television more than I learned from my parents.
Yeah.
When I'm young, they forced me to watch television, so I learned from there.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I replicate. What about you?
One thing I replicate, the health part, like, home cooked meals.
That's,
you know,
a very good one. Yeah,
liking, like, reducing fast food takeaways, like having good healthy food presented. I think it's good to grow young, strong adults. You know,
you'd be surprised how many families are not like that. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, so I'd definitely implement that, and then I'd also implement, like, you know, our parents used to take us back to our roots a lot, so they always take us to our grandparents. So I'd do a lot of that. I think there's a lot of wisdom that my kids will be able to learn from my father and my mother.
So I'd take them to them.
I think I'm going to be one of those.
And to my partner's parents.
I think I'm going to be one of those families where the grandparents have to visit us.
Possible, but you're making it seem like your parents stay in.
That's what I'm saying. They visit us. If they want to see, if they really want to see their grandkids, they'll come land and come spend time with them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to feel the dominance of this is still my space?
No, I just want to say this is my family. It's not your family.
Oh, we do. We go by my rules. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no.
Which parent are you looking at?
I'm not pointing at anyone. I'm just saying this is my family, and my family's gonna run how I like it, buddy. You visit us. Buddy.
I can already see my dad calling me saying, "Level's too soft in these kids. He's too soft. It's going to make I don't know what. It's going to make it. Wait, say my cotton candy tattoo. Soft like that. Soft and sweet." You need a very hard man.
Maybe if you can intervene, Tato, and just go show those boys that how to be a man.
I'm telling you,
what
bro.
Does Lebo know?
What does Lebo know? He doesn't even come home, this guy. Anyways, but yeah, guys, that's basically been unlearning yourself. We're going to end off the podcast with obviously like recommendations and stuff as we usually do.
Yeah, just social media this time. Otherwise, we are going to do another episode straight after this, guys. We're trying to make sure we're consistent for you guys.
Yeah.
Social media content creators, one off the bat, who are you recommending?
Right off the bat, who has really impressed me? Only myself lately.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm back on TikTok. So I'll say myself, Libra and Pity. Yeah, I think that I've been doing really well. I've done a good morning segment. I did that for the first week. Yeah. Next week, I shot completely different skits.
You've been innovative.
This, you know, I'm trying to push myself. So I'll say me. But I really, really would be lying if I didn't say Uyanda.
Rihanna.
I need to just get her handle because she cooks some other TikTok. I really mess with it. I didn't get her handle.
There's this guy. I sent the TikTok to many people. Let me see. He's so funny, bro.
Yeah, her handle's just Uyanda. That's so crazy. It's Uyanda.
It's Uyanda.
That's her. She cooks bangers, bro. Like, she's very funny. She's very, 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 very funny. So shout out to her.
Turn off this guy. He's so funny. Mologadi.
Oh, boy, he's cooking.
Titus underscore Muko.
He's cooking with that one girl that does this, the one girl that does this, the waitress that's friends of your man.
So I should have found one of his TikToks.
Aliens. And then when. Nampahina
game. Yeah, so point of view is those waitresses that like to flirt with people's men.
Okay, Sham. So, do you show kids my own while you go to order?
Actually, we're gonna order a no.
Okay, Sham. My girl.
Pair chicken salam.
Chicken salam or.
Ibsen.
Yeah, Ishap. Ishap, like.
I wish you knew.
Yeah, Lord, or rather, do you just exchange one? Ishap. And then.
Anyway, he's phenomenal, guys. I think I was watching that video for myself. Check him out on TikTok.
Literally, I would want to say, I'm a comedian on TikTok.
Yeah.
Top 10 comedians in this space on TikTok. Your recommendation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't even count myself top 10, by the way. Before you guys say, who is he? I'm calling him top 10. But top 10.
And I shout out to him.
Definitely top 10.
Yeah. He is insane.
Definitely top 10. 100% top 10.
Yeah.
In Titus, the community
space. Titus underscore Muko.
I know everyone would agree with me.
Yeah.
I wonder if people had to vote. Like, who's the actually.
Let's. Goodbye, guys. Thank you for watching this episode.
Let me add on my Instagram.
All right. We love you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week for a brand new episode. And on that note, we will see you when we see you.
Ray-Bans and catamarans. Baby, give me a life. Baby, living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.